News Brief.
Here's some traffic information to keep in mind ahead of your evening commute. On Bath Road between Sir John A and Portsmouth, expect delays as crews continue installing intersection pedestrian signals. King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, expect delays as Utilities Kingston work has reduced traffic to one lane in each direction. At the intersection of Montreal Street and John Counter, construction is ongoing with delays expected throughout May. Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue will be closed from 3:20 p.m. to 3:50 p.m. this afternoon as part of the School Streets program, restricting access during school drop-off and pickup times. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. Construction continues on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division as part of a major reconstruction project, and long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen between Johnson and William and Berry Street at Queen. Tonight's sports report, brought to you by CFRC Power Plays, will get you up to speed on all things NHL and NBA, and provide a quick recap on the Kingston Grenadiers season openers up in Ottawa. And then you can tune into The Corridor Tuesdays at 5 p.m. to hear a story about Kingston-based sprinter Wyatt Lee and where he will be going to college next season. This concludes your afternoon news brief. This is Jesse Bell signing off and sending it over to Claire for Earworm.
Hi everyone, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. Okay, and I'm here with a friend of mine, Mira. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hey, my name's Mira. I also go by Mimi. And
tell us about your drawing stuff.
Oh yeah, I'm an artist. I'm based in Niagara Falls. I do live event drawings.
And she's so sick.
Thank you.
Very talented.
Yeah. I was in Toronto for a market, and now I'm here with Claire, and I'm super excited. Thanks
Yay.
For having me.
And we're going to start off with songs that she kind of picked out. I also added in some songs, and we're low-key just shuffling the playlist to see what comes up first. Yeah, so what comes up first, Mira?
Mm-hmm. Should I shuffle?
Yeah, because I low-key do not have Spotify Premium.
Oh, okay. Okay, the first one is Rubber Boots by Lauren Kovacs.
Oh, yes, that I added that song in, and Lauren Kovacs, she's like a good friend of mine. She does a lot of music inspired by like Bia Doobie, so I feel like this was kind of your vibe. You listened to Bia Doobie as well, so that's why I wanted to add it. And Rubber Boots is a new song, so she was on the show a couple times to do interviews for her music, which was sick. Yeah,
I like the video, you know, on Spotify.
Oh, it was a visualizer. Yeah,
the visualizer. And yeah. The cover is really cute, too.
Yeah, it's really cute. It's a stop-motion clay animation.
I'm excited to listen to this.
It gives Coraline a little bit because
of the... Yeah, I was thinking of Coraline. Okay, the next song is Just the Way You Are by Milky.
Yes!
Is this a song that goes... I'm not chewy yet.
Well, it's gonna play.
Yeah.
So y'all will find out what it sounds like, but... You want to talk about, like, why you added it in?
Yeah, it's been trending, like, online. I think it's an Italian singer, but it's kind of associated with low cortisol. It's, like, a very chill song. So, like, low cortisol, like, less stress, just a very kind of carefree vibe. And I don't see how anyone could hate this song. It's just a song when you want to have a good day and get stuff done, you just play the song. It's so cute.
That's so funny how Spotify is kind of curating it into like a chill vibe first.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cute. I don't think I remember. I think if I heard it, I would know what it sounds like, but I guess we'll find out. We'll all find out together.
I feel like you'll know it.
Okay. And then the next one is...
The next one is Animal I've Become by 3 Days Grace. And I just found out they are a Canadian group.
Yes, Canadian artists.
I love that. I've listened to this song a lot. It's in my favorites. I just forget how it goes. So I'm going to listen to it and be like, ah.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Okay, period. Okay. We're gonna be playing those songs first, and then we'll come back. Yeah, enjoy.
Build up the walls over again. Knock at my door and paper thin. Trying hard to put back all the pieces. Sometimes think that. Drop some boots, take me to the movies. Tell me I'm good enough to be loved. In every dispute, you look right through me. Tell me I'm good enough to be loved. I fit the world in the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
So the songs we just played were Rubber Boots by Lauren Kovacs, Just the Way You Are by Milky, and The Animal I've Become by 3 Days Grace. So we just listened to the songs, and what do you think of Rubber Boots?
It's very, yeah, Phoebe Doobie. I think there's a lot of influence there.
She has that vibe.
Yeah. It's very melancholy. Kind of bittersweet, if you're into that. Like, personally, it makes me cry, so I don't know how much I'm listening to, but I really like it.
Yeah, she has a lot of songs that are kind of go emotionally deep in that way. She has this one song that I love. It's called The Wells. That's one of
The Wells?
Names of it. But it's about how she was in like a mentally distressed time and she's like moved on from it, and it's like a song to her inner child, which is cute. Yeah, so that's one of my favorite songs by her. The Girl Who Never Learned, that's what it's called.
Dang.
But yeah,
I'm gonna have to listen to that.
Yes, check it out. But yeah, we also listened to the Milky song, and I did recognize it, yes.
Just the way you are.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Like, it's a nice feel-good
song. It's also, like, kind of goofy a little bit.
Kind of goofy.
Yeah. You don't want to be taken seriously, which is... I love that philosophy in life, just to take things less seriously in general, but...
I feel like there's a theme with all those songs. Like, they're very different, but I think just going back to Rubber Boots, it's about... like trying your hardest, I think that's what Lauren said. Trying your hardest, but still, like, to be validated, but still
not being enough.
Yeah, or feeling like a little kid, and then we go to this really high, not high, but like a really kind of playful song, talking about like just the way you are.
That's like, so true.
The dichotomy is crazy. And then we go into the third song.
And then we go into the third song, yeah. It's that letting out your angst and releasing emotions. I personally would connect that to those type of songs, like anything angsty or like hardcore or like any screaming in a song. It just is so liberating to get out of your system. But
you know, if you look at the lyrics, it's very much like nobody can save me, like I can't, I don't know. It's funny, like the Milky song is just like in between these two.
Yeah. And also I was like, the title was kind of giving me like, oh, is this like alpha wolf like vibes? Yeah. Animal I've become.
Yeah. I know, it kind of, I forgot how their song went, so when I saw the title I was like, why did I save it again? But then after listening to it, it's like, oh yeah.
Yes, like, this is the one.
I like the flow of it, it's really satisfying.
Yeah. I love like the, there's like distortion in the bridge area. Mm-hmm. I like that. But yeah. Anyway, next songs we're gonna play.
Next song. So the next three songs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think we're gonna do three, three, and two.
Okay. The next song is Hunkered Down With You.
Oh, okay. So that one is also by a friend of mine. Just saw him yesterday. Manifer. He's a rapper from Mississauga. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just came out with that single. And last week I did an interview with Shaw Ways, another friend, and yeah, so that was his song request, but I wasn't able to play it because the interview ran too long and I couldn't edit it to be short enough to play that song as well, so I am playing it this episode instead.
Yeah, I get to listen to this song.
Yes.
And the next song is by Tate McRae. I think it's one of her less popular songs, but I really like it. It's called We're Not Alike. Yeah, so I'm excited to listen to that.
Yeah, excited too.
And the next song we're going to listen to after is Millions by Say Now. They are an artist or a girl group from the UK. And this has been a personal favorite of mine. It's been on repeat for the past week. It is their newest release, so super excited for that one. I think you'll like it.
Yeah, I've been really loving like UK music in general. Mm-hmm. The water there is different or something because they be putting out bangers. But yeah, anyway, enjoy.
Whatever, we're gonna keep going. We're just gonna persevere. Could be it. Yeah, I hunker down with you. Bunker sealed like a pack of pomos. You like the fragrant stench clinging to the side of my jaw. I hide the nape of your neck. You light me up like a bogey. Now I'm catching my breath. You smell as toxic, but I'm liking the scent. You melt me with your eyes like fried fish. Catch me in the back of your neck. Yeah, catch me in the back of your neck. And I actually mean it. And in the act of a genius, catch the genie in my hand. Warm like a lamp, and we'll save it till we actually need it. But I hold you in my heart like a rock, so you see how I'm actually feeling. It's the type of shit I'm on. Almost lost you once, corner creeping with my back against the wall now. I'm goalkeeping, I'm gatekeeping, I'm screen peeking. Anything I do not to let us break apart. Wounds fester when you don't watch it. Honest still, eyes open, I'm turning back with my tourniquet. Added pressure, I'm surgical. A big body gon' move you out of harm's way. Arms rest, go numb until we embrace. You like to bicker with me, and I get you upset. How you turn away when you was resting your head. Still I'm loving on you, in and out of the bed. In truth, steel's hard, but words cut like a knife. Take a step back and look in my eyes, shawty, you are mine. Be like Sade, give me that kiss of life, baby. Hunker down with you, bunker sealed like a pack of pomos. You like the fragrant stench clinging to the side of my you like the fragrant stench clinging to the side of my jaw. You kiss my neck, I like the film being cut. I hunker down with you, bunker sealed like a pack of pomos. You like the fragrant stench clinging to the side of my you like. like the fragrant stench clinging to the side of my jaw. You kiss my neck, I like the feel being cut. I can't wait on you, but I still wait for you. And I'ma go find that way to make it all up to you. I can't wait on you, but I still wait for you. I'ma go find that way to make it right back to you. I can't wait on you, but I still wait for you. And I'ma go find that way to make it all up to you. I can't wait on you, but I still wait for you. I'ma go find that way to make it right back to you.
You're so nice to me and I'm so lucky. I love you. I hope you have sweet dreams and a good sleep.
Time to stand, I'll make some sacrifices. If it means I get to buy. die tomorrow. And if I do, no roses on my grave. I just want.
So the songs we just played for you guys were Hunger Down With You by Manifer. What was the other one? It was a Tate McRae song, We're Not Alike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it was Millions by Say Now.
Mm-hmm.
So the first song we just played, what were your thoughts?
First one is Hunger Down With You.
Mm-hmm. The rap.
I really like the production.
Yeah, shout out Hans.
Yeah, shout out Hans. Production is really good. The flow as well. He kind of switches it up around the middle.
I feel like it. This song gave like Nujabes.
Yeah, a little bit. I can
like
see that.
Yeah, it gave off that vibe for me. But yeah, there, Shaw, I played your song request, and then. The Tate McRae song, you want to talk about the meaning behind?
Yeah, like, I don't know if this is the official meaning, but definitely when I got it and when you listen to it and read the lyrics.
Yeah, what did it mean to you?
Yeah, for me, she talks about how what I assume to be, like, an old friend, like, calls herself a girl's girl, like, very supportive. And she's kind of saying, like, instead of having my back, like, you stabbed it. So it's kind of one of those songs, like, you don't really get a lot of songs about friends that do that. So I thought it was really interesting, and like a lot of people can relate to that. And I think just talking about being betrayed by a friend, and just like saying how she personally wouldn't do that, and that's why we're not alike. Like, yeah, we could look or act and talk the same, or we used to be really close, but at the end of the day, like, I would never do that to a friend.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of breakup songs, or when you talk about rifts in like a romantic relationship, but when it's a friend breakup or you don't get, or sometimes just out of the blue distance from each other, I feel like those hurt more because they're just not as talked about or expressed, especially in music.
Actually, maybe I could recommend you this one song from my friend who also made a song kind of similar with those themes. Her name is Nardos Almez on Spotify. She did this song called 85, and it's kind of talking about those themes, but it's more of a sad song. So if you want like a more upbeat poppy version of it, listen to the Tate McRae one. But if you want to like kind of cry to the song, listen to the Nardos one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so the song we played after that was Millions by Say Now. You were saying it's like a song that was on your rotation, like on repeat last week, right?
On repeat, I think the entire work day. I don't know why, it just kind of helps me get through work. I feel like there's like a nice running, like the composition of the song is really nice and it's very driving, so it's really nice to listen in the car and in the music video or in their promo. They're kind of in a convertible and they're like hanging out of the car.
Yeah,
it's a very like kind of feel good song. Obviously it's talking about money or like having I guess living a lavish or expensive lifestyle, so like if you want to be with me you kind of have to put your money where your mouth is. That's what you're saying. Don't just talk the talk, you gotta walk the walk. So it's kind of that kind of song, but I really really like the instrumental and they brought the bridge back and the vocals are just so good. But yeah, if you love 2000s kind of late 90s girl groups, Say Now is definitely doing that. And they were recently in Toronto to meet Sailors, so they're fans. And it was a really small meetup and I really wanted to go, but I found out about it after.
Dang.
But that would have been so cool to go to.
That would have been. Yeah. Oh, that sucks. Mm-hmm. But maybe next time.
Yeah. Or maybe if they go on tour. So.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And there's a Filipina in the group as well.
Isabelle and Jelly.
Yes. Shout out Isabella.
Love.
I guess we can move on to the next songs.
So the next song we have is 2005 by South Arcade. This was recommended to me. Spotify DJ or Spotify Shuffle, the smart shuffle option. So I've been listening to a lot of new metal, alternative, grunge music, and this sounded more recent, and I think they are a more recent band. This is from 2024.
Oh, I thought it was from 2005.
No, this song is called 2005. They're talking about, I guess, the good old days or something, but we'll give it a listen. After that, we have Childlike Things by FKA Twigs and Northwest. It's a very, I'd say, experimental song.
Yeah. And Northwest's first song as well.
Really? That's pretty right? cool. And after that, it's Right Back by Carly Girl. She's been popping off
right
lately.
Right back.
Yeah. So that'll be nice way.
Okay. Enjoy.
I've got supersonic powers, a powerful name. Like a truck of cheese.
played were 2005 by South Arcade, Childlike Things by FKA Twigs and Northwest, and Right Back by Carly Girl. So Yeah, I just heard 2005. I think it's low-key my favorite out of the entire playlist. Looks. All the looks.
Same. That's also been on repeat, specifically for my gym playlist.
Mm.
Yeah, so when I stumbled across it in my smart shuffle, oh, I was so happy. And I listened to it probably 10 times on repeat after. And very, very instrumental, very, very...
You said grungy.
Kind of, like...
They said that they're Y2K core, and Y2K they really
core, yeah,
do give off that vibe.
They do. Kind of like, think of Converse shoes. Like,
yeah.
Like
Demi Lovato in her Converse shoes and prom dress.
They sound like a garage band that's trying to make it big.
And they have like a, they have like an electronic kind of tone.
Kind of, yeah. And I think the tone of their guitar is super good, and the way they ended the song, just like, I don't know how to explain it.
There's like a scream.
Kind of a screechy, screamy.
Yeah, screech. Yeah.
But not, I don't know. You listen to it, what do you think?
Yeah, like, their cover for the album, it gives, like, it's like graffiti type of, font for, like, their artist name.
Yeah. Think of like spray paint and parkour.
Yes,
and
yes.
That's why I said Converse and like cargo pants. Yeah, think of that. And backwards sunglasses. Like that's. Oh, and the spiky hair. Like, oh, I think one of the members has like blue spiky hair.
Mm-hmm.
And the picked the space buns.
Yeah.
That's the kind of vibe. I love it.
Yeah, so that vibe from the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we were talking about also. That the song is about thinking of the good old days in 2005 or something.
I didn't really look too much into the lyrics. It's more of like I'm listening to the instrumentals more than like the words, but it always, like, the song repeats, take me back to 2005, and I'm like, what happened in 2005? Like, I don't know how old these members are. It's either like you were in your mother's womb in 2005, or that was maybe peak childhood, and you're just reminiscing, and I don't know.
Wait, let me look it up.
Yeah.
Because maybe...
maybe something completely different. We're actually, like,
I wonder if they... Yeah, I wonder if they grew up in 2005, like, South Arcade.
Because honestly, like, I was 2 in 2005.
Yeah.
Yeah, take me back.
Yeah, I was 3. Not
you
like
search
the
it
difference.
Up, what if it says they're like 12?
Yeah,
or
they're like our age, like 23, 24, 25.
Yeah, I thought like, so. So one of them was 5, and the rest, like, one of them is probably
like 3, 4, and 5. Or no, 2, 3, and 4. Mm-hmm. So, wait.
They're probably. It would be super. I want to, like, research more on the lore of the group, but what if they.
It's just
like childhood, like. Friends and they met on the playground.
Yeah.
Which is funny because when you think of their vibe and you listen to them, you kind of think of like childlike, like a good 2000s childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
eating rocks and like drinking out of the hose.
Yeah,
like,
biking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The skate park, I think.
Skate park, yeah. Yeah. Biking to each other's houses and like doing like Stranger Things type of adventures.
Stranger Things.
I've seen Stranger Things.
I've seen Stranger Things.
Just a random fact.
Yeah, I've seen Stranger Things, by the way.
Stranger Things have happened, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess moving on to the next song. Childlike Things. More about children, I guess.
Oh,
we keep talking
there
about.
Kind of like a theme, I guess, going on. And they also, this was Northwest's first feature, first song.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. Or I haven't seen anything else from her, but...
Yeah, I think I recognized her voice, and I'm like, that sounds like Northwest. And I saw, when I first listened to it, I saw. It's very, like, playful.
Mm-hmm.
I came across this song, there's a dance group, or, like, someone choreographed the music video and the dancing and the camera movements, and that really hooked me. And then I never listened to it until I heard it, I think, on Smart Shuffle. I'm like, where have I heard this before? But I just thought of, like, very experimental, like, dancing, kind of. And, yeah, very childlike wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like... it kind of sounds like a kid would... a kid made it, which I think is the point.
Yeah, like, what's that one store? Justice?
Yeah, it reminds me of Justice.
Like, the vibes of that store. Yeah.
Justice for Justice.
Is it gone completely?
I think so, yeah.
Ooh.
Like, oh my gosh, Claire's.
Yeah, Claire's vibes. Claire's that is one still is still alive.
Like, there will always be a Claire's in a dead mall.
Yeah, that's true. And it's going to be the deadest store as well. Like, I'm pretty sure it's like a laundering thing.
I've seen some conspiracies about Claire's.
Not this Claire, though.
Yeah, not this Claire. Yeah, that was fun.
But, yeah. Wait.
Yeah. What
When I found this song, I was listening to the album.
I have to listen to it still.
Yeah. That one song that got popular, what's it called? I'm not sure, actually. Oh, wait. Oh, no, I listened to Afterglow, actually. Like, which is the deluxe version, I think. And I really liked... so I started listening to the original version, and I was like, I like the deluxe version better. But yeah, the song Right Back.
Right Back by Carly Girl.
Carly. Yeah, she's from Dream Academy.
Really?
Yeah, with Cat's Eye.
Oh, I heard that. It's funny, her name's like Gnarly Carly.
Oh,
because they have the song Gnarly.
Yeah, they have the song Gnarly, but I didn't know.
When I heard, like, I didn't hear the audio, but I saw a dance studio. So, like, similar to how I found the other song from a dance video, yeah. I found this song through a dance choreo.
Did you dance also?
I used to do acro as a kid.
Oh, that's cool.
I feel like I like all forms of the arts. Like, I did all four arts in high school. I did music all 4 years, and then I've always done art. Dancing, I did acro for a little bit, and acting, I don't know, I went to an improv class.
Okay, I see you.
It was improv, I went to an improv class on improv. And then dancing, I just see like those, like, because I had a K-pop phase, so I watched like the K-pop 1 million dance studio, and then I like the choreos, my friends dance, and they choreograph, and then I see a lot of the, like, you know, the Jungle, like, back on 97, I think, but the choreographer for that, and then a lot of the Gap ads, and then now people kind of do dance trends with, like, it's very popular in the K-pop community. But now, like, girl groups and solo artists do, like, their own dancing, too.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's how I found this song, through a dance choreo video.
Period.
And Carly was in it. Like, she went to a studio, and then she was dancing with them, or she taught them the dance, or the choreographer taught them the dance.
That's fun.
Yeah. And then once I saw that video, I just saw, like, this song and everything after. Like, you know, you discover something, then it's all over your For You page.
That's, you know, Adela as well?
Yeah.
She was also from Dream Academy.
Yeah, I know that.
She's really cool as well.
Yeah, I like her song Superstar. I like it. She's kind of doing her own thing.
Yeah, she is. I haven't really listened to her music as much. Yeah. I always see videos of her live performances, though. Like,
yeah, she's a good performer.
Yeah, she looks really cool, like, with her ballet stuff. Yeah. And then also having this, like, grungy look as well.
Very grungy, yeah. I know, I heard a lot of people say that they didn't put her... like, she was a really strong contestant. Mm-hmm.
It was off of looks, that's why she got...
I heard, like, two things. Like, I think there was a girl like Emily and then Adela. Like, they were too short. But another person said... she would have overpowered the other girls. Like, she's better off as a solo artist than as
a group
member. That's what
and, yeah, she has more creative freedom as well with,
yeah,
like,
I noticed that, too. Like, she kind of pioneers that.
Yeah.
I feel like with Cat's Eye, it's very manufactured, and I don't
know
if it's the best image for them, but...
No.
Justice for Cat's Eye.
Justice for Cat's Eye. Free Manon. Free all of them, bro.
Free,
like,
the
literally.
Girls.
Yeah, it's crazy that the word of the year for this year is slop.
Slop.
Yeah, and it's... Yeah, they low-key manifested that into existence because there's so much slop now. It's crazy.
I would see a lot of YouTube video essays on how Cat's Eye is just... It was like, what do Spice Girls and the Cat's Eye have in common is they were made just to sell stuff. Like, there's always...
They're exploited.
Ad, like,
yeah.
Buy this, consume this. So, also just justice for Cat's Eye. I feel like they need more creative freedoms.
Yeah.
And they're vocalists.
Yeah.
They deserve better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just, unfortunately, under contracts of slavery.
K-popification of Cat's Eye.
Oh. But you know what? I'm glad that it's kind of being put out into the world and people are seeing
mm-hmm.
how it's affected a bunch of people in that industry.
Yeah.
I guess, like, people in the K-pop industry wasn't as globalized.
Yeah. K-pop is super niche.
Yeah.
And it still kind of stays within.
And it's kind of a secret, too. Like,
yeah.
they don't really talk about, like...
Like, we definitely talk about it, but the
yeah.
people who cared were just K-pop fans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But now that they're more of a global
yeah.
group and, like, a global stage,
yeah.
it's like, oh.
People are recognizing
yeah.
it more, yeah. Which is good. More awareness, but...
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, let's do something about it, guys. yeah. But anyway, those are the songs we just played. The last song we're going to play for you guys is Company.
Company.
By Justin Bieber.
JB.
Biebercella.
Biebercella.
Did you watch it?
I watched it.
It was so good.
Should have been me there.
That should be me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that will be the last song. Do you want to talk about the song?
Nope, just JB for life.
Okay.
Fever.
Because I think we're gonna play the song and it's gonna end the
okay.
episode. So
oh, okay.
if you wanna.
Thanks for keeping us company. That's what I wanted. That's how I wanted to end this. That's why I was like, it's good that this is the last song.
No.
Cut that out. Don't leave it in. I'll say it again.
Okay. Yeah, so thanks guys for keeping us company and listening to this episode. Thank you, Mira, for being on this episode.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in a hot minute,
mm-hmm.
guys. You have no idea, so I'm glad we had this excuse to
yeah. good company.
See each other. Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of company, here's the last song.
Yeah, here's the last song. Hope you guys enjoy it. See you in the next one. Bye.
Can we
keep each other company? Maybe we can be each other's company. Oh, company. Let's set each other's lonely nights. Be each other's paradise. Need a picture for my frame. Someone to share my brain. What you wanna try? I'll tell you what I got in mind. Oh, I don't know your name, but I feel like that's gonna change. You ain't gotta be my love, you to call me baby. Never been over no pressure, ain't that serious? Can we keep each other company? The elevation.
We can keep it.